Hi, this is Evie.
And this is Chantel.
And this is Married to PTSD. We just messed that up. Sorry, it's Zoom. Next one will be in person.
Yes. Well, I mean, once again, it's been forever, blah, blah, blah. It's life. Sorry. Yes. It's busy.
But we've made a commitment to try to do this every Wednesday because we have lots of emails coming in, which we're so grateful for.
So excited. So we just need to buckle down, obviously, and do it. But, I mean, it's really only as easy as it is for us to get together, which is not easy. But I want to know how you're doing. I've not actually talked to you in forever. Usually you just ignore my messages and then I cry.
She doesn't cry, people. Trust me.
I don't. I legit have no emotions. She's like, I'm too medicated.
Stop ignoring. I'm like, I'm not. Oh, fine. Just busy. I think everybody's feeling that home stretch at the end of the year. Easter's coming. We're in baseball season. I know you're probably in baseball season.
Girl, four kids, four teams, four different age groups.
I know it.
But I love it. I love baseball. It is my favorite sport of all time.
Yeah, I love it.
And so I love that all my kids are doing it. And I just love it.
So, yeah, busy. And then tomorrow night we have a banquet for K-9 on the front line with the service dogs.
Ugh, and I really want to go, but...
Okay, so next year it's on a Friday. And oh, it'll good. Be, like, at a hotel.
Oh, I appreciate that they plan that far in advance for me.
Yes. So I was like, okay, it works out next year.
Yeah. So the reason we can't go, though, is because my cute little Lavin, who is in first grade, has her first grade musical. And so... obviously, we're going to go watch her rock that because she is a character and she will belt those tunes. Spring break. How was your spring break?
It was really good. I had a sick child through half of it.
Gross.
Just very mellow. We didn't plan anything outrageous.
How was it though because, you know, it's out of your norm and you're invading now his time at home and all that jazz.
Yes. So he, let's see, his birthday's during spring break. He's a St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, was it?
Yeah. And so we always plan
Happy
things
birthday,
around.
Happy birthday, Randy.
We always plan things around that. And we always kind of do family things. So that it's pretty, spring break is always good. It's the holidays where you have to pack, like Christmas, where you're packing so much in, or summer, because I'm a teacher and we're off and we're getting on each other's nerves. It's the thing. It's those moments, but not the...
But, like, these little short moments don't get to him as much?
No. I can honestly say, for some reason, we've never had a problem.
Hold on. Let's pause and talk about how cute your freaking glasses and your freaking sweater are. Are you so matchy-matchy and adorable? I love it.
These are actually my pajamas.
Listen, I've been in this... Oh, this is my cat. All day, because I've been cleaning the garage.
Oh. That's good.
Organizing. I'll send you videos later.
Okay.
So excited. And to all my Facebook friends, you'll see them on my Facebook too, because that's how proud of the shiz I am.
Well, so how has things been there as far as?
So, okay, our spring break. So we have this big van that sits 12 people.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I'm obsessed with. We fit 10 people in it and drove to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
5 days. So it was me, Josh, our four kids, my cousin Andrew, and his three kids.
Yeah.
So wait, that's nine. Nope. That's right. My cousin, wait, there's six of us. Andrew, his three kids. Yes, 10.
Okay.
I was like, okay, where did I forget somebody at? But anyway, so we went there and the first night, like, we drove, like, on the other side of Nashville and then stayed the night and then just drove in the next day. We met our friends Amy and Rusty and their kid and nephew there, who we're obsessed with. Do you know them, Amy and Rusty Brown? Mason Brown is sixth grade?
No.
They have Philip Brown, Haley Brown?
No.
That's okay. You're the worst. Wait, wasn't he? Oh, no, Haley wasn't. Logan's or Tyson's grade. Anyway, Irving class.
I would know a former student.
Figured. Anyways, so...
was it stressful? Did you have a good moment?
Okay, so they met us there. So everything was good. We were good the first 2 days. And so Josh's main goal was what he wanted to do there was go on trails and go hiking and stuff. And that's kind of how I pitched it to him on like what we are going to do there. It was, nothing was done intentionally. Like the first day.
When you say that, like, that's not good.
We went to like the island that has like all the shops and the restaurants and stuff. And our hotel's right across from it. And it was amazing. Like we spent so much money on going out to eat. Mm. We went hiking one day, like the second or third day that we were there, but it was so unbelievably freezing. And I am allergic to being cold. I hate it more than anything else. Like I hate it. And so we walked to the first waterfall and it was super pretty, but I was good. Like I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah.
Josh and everybody else excluded Larry. So my cousin Andrew, his baby, who's 3, and then his oldest son, who's 13. And I had Lavin, who's 6, and she was cold too. So we went back to the van, and which is totally fine. Like, you guys go. Like, I'm not trying to ruin it. Well, then, and I didn't know that shit was building up with Josh, from that morning. Well, because that morning our 6 or 15-year-old was given his attitude. And so it was just like, that's what started it. And I knew that he was irritated about that, but I didn't know anything else. And so then that next morning, it was just kind of building and I didn't know. And then, so apparently I made him mad because I didn't do the hike. And then, when we got back to the hotel, I thought we were all on the same page of going out to eat. And because we hadn't ate yet. And then, so we all go down to the island. And then I was like, okay, so let's go to Paula Deen's. Mm, and then he's like, I was under the impression that we were just going to come down and get pretzels and go shopping. And I was like, well, we can do that. It's not a big deal. And then he like got mad that plans had changed. And I was like, I didn't even know that's a plan. It's not a big deal. We can do that. Like, it's not a big deal. And he's like, I'm done. I just can't. And I was like, okay, well, you just tell me what you want to do. He's like, nope, I'm done. I'm going to go back to the hotel. And I was like, seriously, don't do this. Like, these are, yeah. I mean, because, you know, there are memories. Like, that sucks. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants you to leave. Everybody thinks that you're cool. Not me. Just kidding. I do. But, like, we just wanted him to be around. But he got mad. And I was like, fine, you go do you. And he's like, just call me whenever you guys are ready. And I was like, got it. So he went back to the hotel. It's just right across the street. So not a big deal. And then, but then like a few minutes later, Tyson and I got into it and he wanted to go back to the hotel. And I was like, well, just call your dad. Just like get out of my face. Go call your dad. And then, well, Josh wasn't answering because he thought I was wanting him to come back. And he thought I would be Tyson to call him. And I was like, anyways, well, Tyson and I'm having fun. We went shopping. We actually ended up not going, like, we ended up, which sucks because we kind of ended up doing what we were going to do.
Oh, yeah. Because
Paula Deen's had, like, an hour and a half wait. So we're like, whatever, let's just go get pretzels at Auntie Anne's and then go shopping, whatever. And then, so then we go back to the hotel, or Josh finally came and got us when we were ready. And then we went back to the hotel and the kids went swimming and stuff. And I went upstairs while the kids were swimming. And I was like, just come hang out. And he's like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, oh my gosh. But anyways, it just kept going and it was just too much. But then like later on that night, he explained to me that it was just like everything kept on changing. And then like, he was just letting everything from the morning just build up.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I get it. And then, after I like talk about it, cause like, you know, we had made up and then I can talk about it in front of friends. Cause then that night we went, and played cards and stuff downstairs in the lobby with our friends. And then we were like, or I was like, well, now that you're done throwing your fit, and he's, you know, now he's like funny and fine with it all. Mm-hmm. So he apologized for it. But I mean, like, I think I used, like, before I would have like gotten mad that he was mad.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like over it. Like, you do you, that's fine. But yeah. I'm not gonna take away from them.
Yeah.
Because you're in a mood. So I'm not going to match your mood because we're on vacation and we have 4 kids.
Yeah. And that was good that it went by fast. Because sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? And you're like, crap.
Yeah. Some days it can be a while. But it just takes up too much time.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
I can't find yours. Where is it? All right, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay. I just lost you on my screen. So
not too bad.
In a minute. No, so then like the rest of the time was completely fine. And we were going to we were just ready to be home by that time. And like then when we got home it was like 3 a.m. So we were done. And it takes us now a while, you know, to get back in the groove. So it took us a couple days. We'll talk in a minute, okay, Lavin. Right, go. I don't care what you do. Live your life. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm glad that it wasn't like some horrific event.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then the last day we did stay a few hours later than we were planning on because it was the nicest day, of course, that we were there. Mm-hmm. And it was so nice. So we ended up going hiking a little bit more, but not as much as we would have if we didn't have cousins and friends with us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But on Sundays, like, so I know that we had started hiking recently, like on Sundays. And as long as it's not cold, I'm down. But if it's cold, like, just count me out.
Yeah.
And I know I've said it before. I'm just like, listen, you go do that with the kids. That's fine. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, he wants me to be a part of it. But, and I'm fine as long as it's above 50 degrees. But if it's below 50, pretend I'm not here.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm looking through. We've got lots of emails. They're coming in with lots. These ladies are really writing some pages. And so I had to dwindle it down, but the one I thought was going to be short is attached to a long one.
We're only dwindling it down for today because we only have a minimal
amount of time.
But we're hoping this weekend to get together and we'll do a couple.
Yes. So hang in there if you've written. I didn't even discuss a nickname with you. So this one's going to be called Don Don.
Okay.
And hang in there with me. Jump in. This is a cold read, so please, I hope this is not like one of those where...
We've only ever had one.
That was bad.
It's fine.
Okay, so bear with me. Here we go. Hi, ladies. First, please let me start off by saying I'm glad. Wait, I gotta take my blue light glasses. I can't read with them.
So cute.
Let me start off by saying I'm so glad I stumbled across your podcast. I am a newly married October 22nd to my husband, who is a combat veteran and who is 100% service connected disabled. My husband served in the Marine Corps. Hello, Marine Corps wife. I picked this on purpose. And
can we also mention, is it because Marine wives are more loyal of listeners and want our advice?
No.
Or maybe more Marines have problems?
Well, that's because Marines do cooler shit. Stuff. Do cooler stuff. I'm just saying.
No, you didn't.
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't. I did not. It is what it is. My Marine wives know. If you know, you know. But he was also a Navy corpsman connected with the Marines. He did several tours in duty of Afghanistan and was ultimately injured so badly he was never supposed to walk again. Luckily, he's a fighter and he beat the diagnosis. He now walks assisted with a cane but also suffers many other injuries, including TBI and PTSD. We met late in the summer of 2021. We met online and instantly there was a connection. He has been out of the service for almost 9 years now. In between being in the Marine Corps and then re-enlisting with the Navy, he was also a police officer for 2 years. Currently, he is a teacher in the inner city school in Philadelphia and is also going back to school for his master's. My husband has a very traumatic life. Yeah. He was born in Brazil, raised in Argentina for some time where his father is from before coming to the U.S. as a young child. When I met him, I was so into him. His courageousness, his willingness to never give up and to do more, his fighting spirit, his passion for taking care of people and the planet. While he told me about his PTSD and his TBI, he also told me he was in therapy and was doing the best he could to keep things under control. This meant so much to me, as I have had other men in my life with issues who would never seek out treatment. He also told me that his PTSD has really strained his relationship with a 16-year-old daughter. When we first met, they weren't talking. After a few months of us dating and him reaching out to her, she decided to come around because she wanted to meet me. She started coming around more often, and I thought things were really working out for them. We hit it off amazingly, and she is definitely like a third daughter to me. But of course, They've had a few disagreements, and sometimes his PTSD gets the best of him. He was married before he entered the service and divorced within the first year. He met his daughter's mom while he was a cop for 2 years in between being a Marine and then being part of the Navy. That relationship did not last because she was unfaithful. She ended up marrying the man she cheated with. Luckily, the two of them were never married. After they split, there was a really intense custody battle. It also did not help that he was overseas a lot when his daughter was young, and his daughter's mom kept her from his family. He believes that a lot of his issues with his daughter stem from being away and his ex keeping his daughter from him and his family. The issues were further impounded by his PTSD when he got home. His ex is not very supportive of him and his daughter having a relationship. I also don't think she believes that PTSD is a real thing. So it's making it even harder for him and his daughter to repair the relationship because he doesn't have any help from his ex. My past was no walk in the park either. I had my oldest daughter when I was 23. That relationship did not work out with her dad, and we split up when she was 2 years old. Following that relationship, I started dating one of my childhood best friends who I later married. We were together 11 years and have our own daughter together who is also 16, like my stepdaughter. My ex-husband put me and my girls through a lot. He was addicted to drugs. He stole money. He owed people money and constantly put us in harm's way. It was a very difficult time for me, and I ultimately made the decision to leave as I had no other choice. He chose that lifestyle over us, and it was the best decision for me and the girls in the long run. Both my husband and I put our past issues out on the table up front when we met. We also made it very clear that our children were most important and that we both wanted to build a stable home for our family. For our girls, we both felt our lives had been hard and that our children had suffered so much because of our lives and the decisions that we made in the past. Like all relationships, everything was great in the beginning and we were still new, the honeymoon phase. We have lots of moments, great moments, but now there's a third party in our relationship, his PTSD. I still remember the first time I experienced an episode with him. For my husband, an episode can be an extreme depression, sadness, tears, and feeling suicidal to the complete opposite, where he is full of force, anger, and rage, like he is going after the enemy. Things are often thrown or broken. More recently, he's gotten aggressive towards me. He stands over me and yells in my face. He pushes me or grips me up and threatens me, but he has never hit me. He shows complete disrespect in these fits of rage, calling me every name in the book. He's even spit on me. Each time, he blames me for starting the fight with him and forcing him to act the way he does. While I understand that he didn't ask for PTSD, and even though he's in therapy, it's still something that's very hard for him to control. I know I don't deserve the treatment that I get. I also know that everybody is in control of their own thoughts and actions. I can't make him do simple things, so how can I be responsible for his insane actions? I wish I had that much power. He seems to believe in these violent fits of rage that I provoke them. Sometimes it's just a conversation about anything or nothing, and I say something that he doesn't like, or he assumes I have a ton of attitude. Other times he has nothing to do with me at all. I'm sometimes just walking into the room after a phone call with his daughter or something that may have happened to him throughout the day, getting the tail end of it, but then it gets put on me. I think the one thing that maybe saving grace and has kept me with him is that once he is able to calm down and reflect on it, he always is remorseful. He sometimes gets really upset with himself and cries, hates the way, I don't know if I want to say a name, hates the way this person, I think there's a typo. I'm sorry. It's hard to read. Think the one thing that's been my saving grace and has kept me with him is that once he is able to calm down and reflect, he's always remorseful. Sometimes, did I miss my paper? He gets to take, or did she repeat it? I don't know. I'm sorry, people. He sometimes gets really upset with himself and cry. I truly believe him. I think his PTSD, like cancer. He didn't ask for it, and I know it's not really him, but it's a part of him. I have no friends or family I can talk to about this. Everyone was so happy for me that I finally met a decent guy who loves me and only wants the best for me and my girls. From the outside, everything looks great, but from the inside, it's not. I'm starting to understand maybe what's going on with his daughter and why she doesn't want to be around. I know that it hurts him a lot, and I know that he doesn't mean or even remember some of the outbursts that he says towards me, so I can't imagine what has happened between them and how he may have not seeing how hurtful it might have been for his daughter. I've tried being the voice of reason and I've tried talking to him about it, but he gets very defensive and tells me that I don't get it and I don't understand. No one's ever taken my children from me like his ex took his daughter from him. He truly believes his ex and her family are the reason why he doesn't have a relationship with his daughter, and they are the reason why things are the way they are. He doesn't see the effects of his PTSD. He doesn't realize how bad his PTSD can be and that it must be really hard for a teenager. It's extremely hard for me as his wife and adult to experience. Somehow, by the grace of God, all of his outbursts have pretty much happened when it's just him and I. Neither of my girls have seen their stepfather having an episode. I'm so grateful for this, but I believe it's going to come to a point or another. I know my daughter has definitely heard him yelling and me yelling back at him. She recently told us both to shut up and knock it off during an episode. We were in our bedroom behind closed doors. She was down the hall in her own room. I was able to say we had a disagreement and we were fine now. But if I'm being honest, that's a lie. I'm starting to build resentment towards my husband. I need to pull myself away and get my head together more often, and it's taking longer for me to get over these episodes. I used to be able to just get over it with an apology and a hug and knowing he was working on himself. They're happening too often now. I don't want it to be this way, but I also don't want to feel like a piece of crap. I have no one to turn to, which is why I'm reaching out. I love my husband, and I don't want to give up my marriage. I'm a newlywed. We just bought a home together. We have blended our families. Even though his daughter is not around, and she has her reasons for it, my children are still there. My children are 20 and almost 17, but they live with me, and I am their constant parent. I provide them stability and safety, and I really worry that my husband is going to ruin that for my kids. I know he doesn't mean to, but I know that it will severely mess up my girls to see him like that. My kids have been through their own trauma with my divorce and the things that my ex-husband put us through. My youngest daughter is in therapy because she had a hard time with her relationship with her father. My ex recently relapsed, and my daughter found him completely out of it. They did not speak for almost 9 months. Recently, I helped them repair their strained relationship, and my ex is now clean and trying to get his life together. I believe he needs his daughter as much as she needs him. This is also another point of contention with my husband because he doesn't have that type of co-parenting with his ex. I don't know how to protect my kids from my husband's PTSD. I've taken on the brunt of it because I'm his punching bag, and I'd rather be the punching bag than to have my kids ever see or hear him doing an episode, but it's a true fear of mine because his episodes are getting worse. I believe they're getting worse because of the situation with his own daughter isn't getting any better. As I mentioned before, I have no one to talk to about this other than my therapist. My friends and my family love him. And when he is his true self and not dealing with his demons, he's an amazing man. I don't know that you'll have any answers for me, but any advice you can offer would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Newly married PTSD and mama bear, Don Don. Oh my gosh, I just looked up my computer. Looks like it's going to die. So we're going to keep going. But okay, so that was a lot. I'm taking it in. Number one, I would just say, I'm glad that you're able to be open about it. It kind of seems like you can talk about it. I always think that that helps when you're not hiding it, or maybe it seems like you are hiding it a little bit. I know my life really turned around when I could just say, hey, we're struggling in this house.
I don't know. Like, I have so many mixed emotions about this because if I was older and I had older kids, I couldn't put myself, I mean, he's not the father of your kids. You're newly into it. Like,
I'm like, I'm over a decade in and right. He's the father of my child. So yeah, I know. Well,
two freaking decades.
I know. You're old.
I don't, like, I just, it's so hard because I want to always be a cheerleader for everybody, but I also know, like, there are so many parts of that story that I cannot get on board with. And, but I also don't know how to fix it. Like, how do you?
And that's where it comes into the veteran. So, I'm familiar with a lot of parts of those stories, unfortunately, and you know, he wanted to not necessarily get better even for himself, but for our child, if that makes sense. Like one of my first episodes that where I'm talking like this, I don't know why I'm talking like that. I say, you know, when he threw the hamburger across the room for absolutely no idea, he was just having a moment and we were just blinking at him. It was kind of like, that was like, I might not want to live like this. So it doesn't get better until the veteran wants to try to make things better. And then it's not perfect by any means. I wish I could say, you know, it just goes away, but I do think it's here forever. That's so bad to say. Communication, it doesn't sound like he's open to even talking about it. I don't know that mine was super open to talking about it either. I would just kind of get those jabs in when I needed, like, you know, you're never going to find anybody that loves you more than me. Let that sink in. But, and it would a few days later. Gosh, you just have to know you. You have to know your self-worth and keep your head up.
And also, I wouldn't. For her, I think right now your focus is you. I'm not too worried about the kids because they're 17 and 20.
Yeah.
Like I was married. I was with Josh and married at 19. So like, that's not something I'd be focusing on if I was Don Don. It's more like right now, like this is you and what you need to do for yourself in your future. Like if you think that this is something that you can ride and die with, then that's what you need to do.
But it sounds like you need outlets though. Like I had my faith, I had church, I had the gym. Yeah. I don't hear that she's having any outlets.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's a good thing. Don Don, if you do let us know, it doesn't sound like you do. I mean, I was able to talk to my mom. I wish I would have found the gym, but I didn't. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, but I don't think it's going to mess up your girls. Like kind of when she was telling the story about her daughter yelling from the other room, it made me feel like the kid was 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she can just walk out the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The kid, not, I mean, or the mom, whatever. But
I know I'm hoping that this works out. Because I know few Facebook posts are like, well, we're getting a divorce. And I'm like, man, that really sucks.
No. My friend Megan, who was on the show not too long ago, we had interviewed her.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We went over to dinner there a few weeks ago. And, I mean, they're still in the honeymoon phase and they're still lovey-dovey. But the way that he talks about her is so freaking amazing, and oh my, it makes me want to throw up how cute it is. And he still like leaves her notes and crap at the house, and but he's, you know, just saying like she saved his life. And I was like, oh Josh, isn't that so sweet? Sorry, not in 19 years, we'll see what happens.
Crickets. All right.
But it was just so cute that
I don't
like the difference. And like the honeymoon phase.
Mean to cut you off, friend, but I do have to go.
It doesn't cut me off. Where are you going? What's so important? What's happening?
I have to get ready for this banquet. I mean, the dog needs its bath. The vest has to be washed. I need to be washed. Well, I got to put my press-on nails on. This is a fancy event. I have to put my press-on nails.
Are you going to call into work tomorrow?
Like, sorry, no. So that's why I have to get everything ready tonight. So I'm very apologetic. Okay. And I promised my little one an Orbi spa with her foot. So, I mean, I've got things to do.
My kids are lucky that they're going to eat dinner. And I don't even know what I'm going to make yet.
Well, we're doing spa night. But I've got it. And I have to do it before I press my nails on so they don't fall off. Okay. So, if you want to write in, please, it's marriedtoptsd@yahoo.com. We have like 5 we need to read that are excellent. So please, please, we thank you for giving us content to read. We appreciate it.
And we will catch up on them, we hope, this weekend.
Yes. So have a wonderful middle of the week.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.